That should be a really, really good experience. On Instagram, we are at praiseworld_. That's praiseworld_. Also on Twitter. So you can join us and be a part of this particular one. Okay, so on the show today, first off, good morning to you. So you're wondering what we have in the studio. Let's start off by saying she is the writer and performer of the song that we have been all shouting and talking and loving since last week. Was it last week now? This is almost 2 weeks old. A week plus.
Premiered on Thursday.
Thursday last week.
Oh, okay. No, it was Wednesday.
It was Thursday. It was the same thing.
No. We just brought it back. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
It's true.
I remember it was Wednesday. So it was exactly 8 days old today. So we have an amazing gospel writer, a gospel artist, a music minister, a songwriter. One who Bishop G knows a lot more personally than I do. he's privileged to. Somebody who has an amazing, amazing sound from heaven in this particular time. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Oluchi Omutiaka.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Come on, AQ, give me accolades for this one. This one time I get it correctly.
That's
great to have you here with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'm curious about the language thing, and I might want to start off from there. You know, so. Okay, before I get into that,
yeah,
I must let you know my wife is a very, very huge fan of your song.
Wow,
when I say huge, I mean really huge.
Wow.
She doesn't get like that with so many songs, but
wow,
this one, she's a huge fan of
wow
your song, and so is my
yes
song. So out of the blues, you know, I was with my son yesterday, or was the day before yesterday, and he just starts to sing the song. He's
wow
only 3 years old.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and it just goes, oh, there. So I was waiting for him to get to the Jagu Jagu, and he fumbled.
They always do.
So she's a huge fan of your song.
Wow.
I told her you were going to be on the show today, and she said
wow
I should send her love, and that if you have any CD, I should ensure you sign the CD for her and stuff like that.
That's coming out soon.
Okay, so I'm hearing the song.
Yeah,
there's a level to which a Yoruba person can sing. No, an Igbo person can sing Yoruba. The regular,
true,
you know, the popular words like Olawa Gbogoro,
yeah,
and, you know, Onisha Yano, because of, you know,
yeah,
some reasons why they're that popular. But you go in on this song like a pro.
I know the
you speak
thing
Yoruba well, right?
I don't.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
So Ali, Soron Yoruba, but...
I was born here though, but I don't know, somehow.
Are you kidding
I'm not
me
good with languages. I don't know.
Wow.
But Igbo, I stumble with them. Yeah. I speak,
Bishop G,
but
you cannot
I
leave
stumble
me hanging
like
on
not
this
like
one.
The very.
Okay, let's talk. Let's try this out. Bishop G, let's have a Yoruba conversation, shall we? Let's see if
right
we can
now,
if
I
we
can't
can sell her.
You've sold me already.
She has a group.
So Bishop Ilulama, maybe I'm okay. Oh, fine, all day. Oh,
you have sold me. Oh,
tigba party town. Ejama tamu.
Hello,
you have sold me. Oh,
ejama tamu.
Okay, let's switch to Igbo now. Let's talk Igbo. Let's see if we can actually.
No, obviously I'll hear, but speaking will be.
Oh,
Bishop, you try. Let's try something.
So you now know how to sign.
Nah, no now.
Obeni Obeni.
I hear well.
So you now sign.
I think the problem is because of my language is kind of a different Igbo.
Okay.
I'm from Ohofia, so.
Okay.
My language is, you know.
Awatam. Awatam.
Okay, so
dishes.
I'm going to delve straight into the song because
okay
this is really important to
yeah
me and, of course, to a lot of people listening to the song right now. So why did you choose to express yourself in a song that is so personal to you with a language that is not like a normal regular language
I
for you
used to. Okay, first of all, the song came in the middle of the night. Well, my mom was sick for a while. She was sick from February last year till November when she passed on, you know, so that it was during my midnight hour I was interceding for her, and the song came. It came O day. And that time, during that time, God has been quiet. You know, this kind of thing, you pray, and you're not like getting any signal. So that time, as I was lifting my voice and what came out of my mouth was O day, I seriously did not understand nothing. The next thing I heard was Jago day on O day. Ah. I thought I was probably chanting or something, or probably speaking in tongues in a language that I think I can know. This is a language, you know. So I got to, I was bothered, you know, because I just heard Ode, Jago, Ode. I was okay, fine, there's no problem. So the next day, the morning was our rehearsals, my rehearsals, and I said, I have a lot of Yoruba in my team. Okay. So when I got to rehearsals, I told them, please, what's the meaning of the song? That morning I woke up, the song came again. Ode, Ode, Jago, Ode, Orun, Ode. I said, okay. I called the guy called Dele, my team, my bass player, and he told me it means he has come. The king of the great warrior from heaven has come. I held on to it like I was losing my mind, like, are you serious? Is this what this song means? He said, yeah, that's the song, that's the meaning. So I wasn't convinced, so I asked my backup singer that was a Europe as well, and I said, what's the meaning of this song? And he said, that's the meaning. So what I just did was, okay, fine, there's no problem. So I taught them what I heard that night in the midnight hour. I just taught everybody and said, this is the song. And we did it, and it was a bit, it was good and all that. And that was it.
Wow.
The next night, I started getting lyrics on the song. I used King of, he said, no, change, Monarch, change this. This is my first time of writing a song without even having a history of what was happening. So I felt I was writing from a place of pain, because at that time my mom was with me, so I was directly involved with what was going on with her. So, and finally, she passed on. From 1 week, I was upset with God, because I didn't know why you gave me a song a week after my mom passed on. Like, but you know, when she went to be with the Lord, and God and the Holy Spirit started opening my eyes into a lot of things. A lot of things, like it was like a revelation, like things were beginning to come out, like, you know, ancient whatever foundation, like God was opening my eyes to actually see these things. Then that's when I knew why that song came, before, you know, those things, you know, was revealed.
Wow.
So
this is interesting. You know why? Because I recall, and that's if I'm right, I hope I'm not wrong, Nathaniel Bassey has a similar story about, can anyone remind me? I think it's Olowogboro. Okay. He says it was at a particular event, and he just started hearing that word. And he also had to ask people, like, I think they speak Yoruba in heaven, guys. I'm beginning to think that. And so he said he heard the word, the name, and then he was curious, like, what is this? And he had to ask people, and then started hearing, you know, this is this and this and this is what it means. So that means you literally received the song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think what it is that sometimes the essence of what God wants to communicate cannot be captured in English. You know, so sometimes imagine how do you capture Olowogboro in English?
That's true.
How do you describe it? But you see, I think it's important for us to get that picture of the Owo.
That's true.
You know how the Owo is. And many times, it's just easy. Just like, you know, this song, Jagun Jagun Odeon, you know. That part, it's loaded, like, you know, and it's heavy.
Yeah.
So when you hear it, you know, it gives you that seller moment.
Yeah.
You know, to it's understand, true. To think about it, is deep. And
That's
then...
True.
So I believe that.
Wow, deep stuff. I'm curious, and I'm sure someone else might be. Your mom was sick, for a long period of time, and you received this song, and what the song is saying basically is like the healer is here, the king is here. There's a part in the song where you mention cancer be gone.
Yeah.
You know, so like the answer to your prayer is here.
Yeah.
So how disappointing is that word for you, getting to receive that before your mom passes?
Well, first of all, when that song came, it came a week before she passed on. So when my mom passed on, I was upset with God for a week. I couldn't communicate. I couldn't talk to people. I didn't know, because she actually died in front of me. So I was so upset, because that day I got Ode. I walked into her room and she told me, because every time I go to see her in the morning, I say, "Mommy, did you dream? You know, so we can know where we continue to channel in our prayers." But she told me that day that she has, that since that time, she said she didn't have any dream. But that morning when I walked into her room, she told me something. She said, "Oluchi, I had a dream. I saw a bright light. And a voice came out of the light and said, 'I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah.'" That's why the first song, the first lyrics had Lion of Judah. That's why the first song had Lion of Judah, because she told me Lion of the tribe of Judah three times. Said she heard Lion of the tribe of Judah. "I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah" three times. "I've come to heal you." And "You are my royal diadem." So that's what she told me.
She told you this.
Yeah.
After you had received the song.
The song.
Wow.
So I was happy, because it was like a confirmation.
Yes.
Of what was going on, yes, at that time. Yes. So I was super excited. I was like, "God, thank you." I just went into a time of praise. I'm like, "Father, thank you for healing her, you know, from this terrible disease called cancer." And the next thing, we were running helter-skelter. Next thing, we're going to the morgue. Next thing. So it could not sit in my mind logically. I couldn't take it. That's why for 1 week I was crying. I didn't cry. I was upset. I was
bitter,
very, very upset with God. I was like, "Why did you send this kind of message, and you've told her this and this happened?" But you know, in the course of time, in the course of that 1 week, when God said, "I am the I am that I am," that's what he said. So I think from there I just said, "Okay, fine, since you're unquestionable, there's no need to question you. It's just to know why, there's a reason why you have done this, and whatever it is, I let go."
Wow.
So from that moment, God began to change a lot of things around me, and he began to show me some things that I needed to know, that if my mom had not gone, I wouldn't have known, you know. And that began to strengthen my faith, strengthen a lot of things around me, things I can take, okay, for granted and say, "Okay, let it go, let it slide." There are some things now that don't slide around me right now because of, you know, that experience. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is something a lot of people, I think you have a word for a lot of people who might be going through that emotional phase of bitterness, you think, or some people get mad at God, and a lot of times it's because they lack understanding of, you know, the truth in the matter at the time, you know. But coming to this, looking at it from retrospect right now, it's just beautiful to see the virtue that you've been able to bring out of all of this.
Yeah.
Deep song. And so now I'm trying to follow this story.
Okay.
So after this point, your mom has passed.
Yeah.
And you got a song before then, and then you were bitter, and then God takes you through the process. So at what point did the song start making a lot of sense to you all over again? You I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah,
so first
I do.
You receive the song, it sounds so good, your faith is rising, you're all pumped up, and then this happens, and then you it's like you fall.
Yeah.
Then you then rise again. So at what point, and I'm sure at the point when you lost her, the song probably wouldn't make sense.
No,
to
no,
you.
It didn't make sense. It
probably not the song you want to hear at that time.
Sense. It didn't make sense.
So
make
at
sense.
What point did the passion for this song return?
First of all, it takes a lot of guts, or a lot of you, let me not say guts, a lot of you succumbing your physical body to still kneel when you're in pain. So I felt I already got into a point that if it's not God, it's not God. So it's not, there's not, there wasn't an option for me to say, okay, fine, it's God or something else. Okay, now God has failed, let's move over to the next thing. So at that point, I was upset with God, but I just knew that He was the only one that could still solve my issues.
Yeah.
So the only thing I could do was, when I got that word, I am that I am, I let go. And when I let go, I just said, okay, you know what? It's done. And, you know, my faith started growing when I got married in 2006, and I waited 9 years. Wow. I didn't have a child. So that point of waiting broke me as well. So when this one happened, I just knew that I had to go back to that place, that there's nothing I can do than to run to a safe, to a safe place, and the only safe place I know is in His presence, in His whatever, in His shield. Now when my mom passed on, ODD makes sense to me. That's the truth. It did not make sense to me. I'm from a polygamous home, so when the burial plans were coming up, a lot of attacks, a lot of issues, a lot of don'ts, do's, you know, things that you need to do, things that you don't need to do. And we're just three from my mom. And we are like, okay, we are the last from the family tree. So we're like, okay, my stepbrothers were, my step siblings, they were not interested or whatever was supposed to happen at that time. My dad passed on 3 years, 4 years now. And we started imagining that, okay, how is this going to work? We are not like the kind of village kind of people, talk to elders. We always have our dad doing that for us, or our mom. Now she's no more, you know, there's nobody to run to. And, you know, my mom and my dad, they're not in the same, they're not from the same place. So it was a bit of, what I call it now, tribal rivalry. A lot of issues were going on. And even when we thought that we could not bury her, like, you cannot imagine what God did on that day. So when, after the burial, I now understood why God spoke a word first. That, yes, this is going to happen. But He didn't say it in clear terms. Apparently, people around me knew. Because the pastors that were coming to pray for her, they all knew. They didn't want to tell me. They were like, okay, I'm too emotional, I'm so attached to my mom, I'm the only girl, and blah, 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 what's up. So they didn't want to tell me, and everybody just backed out from going to that and said, don't worry, we'll hold on to that, I will pray for you. So, but on the day of the burial, I now understand in clear terms why God said, I have come to settle everything that's happening. The cures, the issues, the nights, even the way keep, everything, God just settled. Like, you know when God just blew a calm breeze, like everything just went smooth sounding. And since then, I don't know, it's like another revelation of who God actually is. Like, even on yesterday when I was singing and a song came, another new song came, like, so that's how it just comes like that. It's not something like, okay, let's put a pen or paper down and okay, we need to, what is raining now? No, people, I don't know. What is the in word now? And let's put it down and let it, according to people, blow. But right now it's like it just comes. The lyrics, most times I don't like the video for Ode, the truth, the video for Ode. I was still thinking who is gonna shoot Ode, and I started getting a lot of people coming in and all that. God has shown me the visuals. So when I met with like the third person, He told me the same, I'm not joking, the same visuals that, you know, God showed me for Ode. So it just shows you that it's not a struggling point anymore.
Yeah.
That you need to start struggling. Okay, how do you want to do it? And all that. It's just going with ease.
Wow.
So that He has come is like, yes, I'm here. Everything has to be with ease, you know.
Wow. And I can actually feel that from your how you're expressing yourself. You're speaking from a place of peace and bliss.
Thank you. And,
you know, calm. And I'm just grateful to God for you. And now and we're going to play the song right now. I'm sure everyone who listens to Praise already has heard this song and we're getting tired of it. But we're still going to play. For those listening for the first time, you're going to hear the song. So my wife almost made me get tired of the song. And on this day, she's playing the song and she's like, and at some point I'm like, okay, so now can we hear something else? you know. I'm like, we'll get tired of this song, though. She's like, see, you're tired. I'm like, okay, it's okay. But I mean, the song is still blessing me, still really blessing me. So we're gonna get back and then talk about the recording process, because the first time I heard about the song was from your producer,
Olaitan
Dada, who I think did a fantastic job, by the way. So here we go. Here's Oluchi with Ode. Listen to the song. It has the potential to bless you this Thursday morning.
Just survive.
fantastic piece of work. I'm sure even by December, when I'm, you know, just counting all the great songs that blessed me over the course of the year, I'm definitely mentioning this one, Oday by Oluchi. By the way, the song is on our website, praiseworldradio.com. I advise you go there, you download it. Now, this one is actually even up for free download, so hey, you have no excuse. Go get it.
Yeah.
The healer has come, the keeper has come, sustainer has come, the king is here. He's here. Okay, so before I even get into it, by the way, Ola Tonada is logged in via Instagram Live. Good morning to you. Good morning to Muyitel as well, all the way from Australia. Sam Shook says, I love this song. We love it too. You know, well, thank you so much for joining us this lovely morning. Okay, so I don't know for some reason Bishop G, I don't know if you mind, I think somebody out there really needs to, maybe we can say a quick prayer, or maybe we can just also share a word of hope to somebody out there, because you have a very interesting story. While you were sharing, you talked about how you waited for, was it 9 years?
9 years.
That by itself is a
mind torture.
It's a whole new level, you know. And a lot of times when people will get married, maybe like Bishop G and myself, and then probably in less than a year or
They say they are pregnant.
Hello. Just like that.
You know, you,
so when that happens to you, and you meet somebody who is going through this phase, who's been married for a while, and you give the person a word of hope, the person just goes like, you don't understand. Yeah, like you have no idea. But for someone like you who has experienced some of these things, I believe that, you know, power comes out of some of this pressure. And some of these experiences didn't leave you the same way. It actually left you more powerful. You know, gave your ministry a lot more strength and more direction to help a lot more people. So for some people listening to the show this morning, you guys hear me talk every Thursday. I'm not talking today, guys. I mean, you know, so I wanted to share with somebody who was probably one, those who are fighting God. You know, they're just mad at God. Like, yeah. God, I can't even. I respect you, Lord, but I'm angry right now. You know, there's that class of people, and there are people who are waiting, yeah, who do not understand why things are on some pause mode. It's like, God, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, God, what's happening? God, what's happening? So, and for some people, they're connecting, but they have not really, you know, you can hear that God is, and you are a true testimony, because God told you, I'm here, but you didn't really understand. You didn't really tap into that message,
yeah,
in the true sense of it until like weeks after. So that's the point where I think if you can share with us, to specifically to somebody out there as you're inspired, just to give somebody hope, just to give somebody courage, just to give somebody that assurance to keep going, that assurance to know that, you know what, it might not look like it. You might not understand it. In time, you will. And sometimes, yeah, we never will understand until we get to the other side.
Sure.
But God is in the middle of this. So if you can share with us, I think that will be very helpful for somebody out there.
Okay, first of all, I'll just like you to renew, whoever is listening to me, just renew your mind. Every second, let your mind be renewed. The mind is a battleground where a lot of things happen. That's the truth. The things you see, the things, your thoughts, just whatever, you know. But when you have the word in your mind, when you have the word in your bones, when you have the word in your heart, it begins to pull a lot of things out. A few days ago, I was in the kitchen cooking, and a funny thought came to my head. And that funny thought, I didn't find it likely. Normally, that's why I said there are some things I could take before, I can't take now. And immediately, I rebuked it and I said, be quiet. I am the king's daughter.
That's right.
I am the God that sits in heaven and make the earth his footstool. The Bible called me blessed. He said, I am fruitful. I should go forth and multiply. And if I cannot multiply anymore, if there's nothing to, if it's finished, replenish. If I finish replenishing, I should subdue. And if I subdue, it's time to now take dominion. So those words are like an activator around me right now. There are some things that come to my mind that immediately I use the word to overshadow.
Yeah.
you know, overtake, because the word is life. The word is God. The word is the truth which you speak and which is God. So every time, whoever is out there that is going through one other challenge, one challenges or the other, maybe we are waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb. My dear, nobody, the Bible says that there shall be none called barren in the land.
Yes,
so if you have that word and you take it back to him, you know one thing with God, he wants you to understand your place. If you don't understand your place, the devil will continue to use you as a rag. But when you understand who you are in Christ, the Bible says, come, let's reason together. So there's a point you get to say, God, let's dialogue. I've been talking, but I need to, let's talk. When you talk, I talk. And, you know, we have like a communication that both ways are flowing without, you know, stopping. So when you get to that point with God, I'm telling you, you know, people just say, like Daddy Gio, it's because he has built himself, immersed himself in everything about the Word of God. And what is the Word of God? The Word of God is good. So once you have God in your inside, the devil will try, oh, trust me. He's fighting hard. But the word will always come out victorious. Will always stand victorious over you.
Wow.
You know,
that's a word for somebody this morning.
I have a word for her, you know, and then by extension, anybody listening. One of the things that I love about scripture is that the scripture is so rich, right? And then when God was speaking, he said, my people, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, that's one of my all-time best scriptures. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So when God says my people, he talks about believers. He's not talking about unbelievers. And so what God is saying is that it is what we don't know that brings destruction, you know, and all that. So like, this whole scenario of your mom's passing and all that, you can see the hand of God in everything. Now, there's a scripture that blows my mind. Like, Jesus took three guys up the mountain, the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yeah.
And then they saw, not them, they saw Jesus in his glory. And they said, Jesus, let's stay here. They forgot that they had families. They forgot that people were waiting for them at the foot of the mountain and all that. They just had that experience. So I believe that the experience that your mom had, even if she had the opportunity to come back, she would not want to come back. I mean, those guys, there were people waiting for them down. Jesus said, let's just go up. And then they said, let's build three tents. Let's just stay here. Let's just stay here. So you can imagine. So every time I look at that, I'm not thinking of somebody that has, you know, tested the glory. They were just watching. They were watching. That's the Bible said they fell dead. So during that experience, it was when Jesus taught them, they saw that everything was over, but they were ready to stay there.
Yeah. That's
true.
So you can just imagine somebody that has seen a foretaste of glory, and then you are praying. The person is, and God is saying, they are praying, go back. He said, leave them, they will understand. Just let me be here. You know,
yeah.
That's one. And I believe that if it's of any comfort, and I believe it is, that God had shown her where she was going to.
Yeah.
See, Paul said something. He said, if only in this world we have hope, we have all men most miserable. The reason why we are happy is because we know that, you know, even after here, there is a better life,
yeah,
you know, which is what everybody were looking forward to, you know. But thirdly, I believe that God took you through that season to make you not just a messenger, but a messenger in the message, where the things that you are saying is not just people's testimony. Because impartation does not come when you read people's book and you are preaching what they said.
That's true.
Impartation comes when you are talking about your experience with God. That's how you impart people.
That's true.
You know. And then I believe that this song that God has given you, now we're on live radio, I'm on live Instagram, so you don't just talk about things that you're not sure of, okay? So what I'm saying, I'm very confident that this, God has given you a song that will give you new platforms.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, and you know, it's a whole new redefinition for your ministry and for your life.
Amen.
And that is the process that produced this song. So in all, and I said to you, you know, off camera, that many times God will go behind the scene. That's what the battle is.
Yeah.
We don't need to fight in the battle. That's why we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
While we are asleep, the battle has been won. And then we walk in the realization of that. So I believe that these platforms, you know, that God has given, like what he said, I mean, that's huge. A lot of people going through seasons. You know, I can talk to people, I can pray with people. But like I said, when we got married, we just say hello and the wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
So when people go through these things, you can empathize, but you've never been there.
Yeah.
You know, but when they see people that have been there and those people speak, you know, they understand that, you know, you know, they can relate. And I believe that, you know, that platform is massive. Yeah. You know, it's one that God has given you the interpretation of the tongues of men. You're now singing in Yoruba, even though you can't speak it. So we don't just know. Maybe the next one is going to be Spanish.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Who knows?
I just know that it's a platform that God has given to you. And in the days to come, you would, you know, remember that, you know, through this platform, God is taking you global.
Amen.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Celebrate. I mean, this song is lovely. We just can't get over this song.
No, not
in a hurry.
Not any soon. All right, thank you so much, Bishop G. Efizi on Instagram also agrees with you and says, thank you. My exact thoughts, Bishop G. Prince Timo Severed as well says he sees us. We see you too. Muyitel gives thumbs up. And to everybody who's plugged into the show, thumbs up coming up from Efizi as well. And to everybody who's logged in, unfortunately, we are up and out of time. We have just 8 minutes to the top of the hour. So we might have to call. We wish we could just make it, you know.
Make this, three tets.
Make it tets, yeah. Just tabernacle here. But thank you so much, Oluchi, for coming through. We are looking forward to the video you talked about.
Yeah, it's coming pretty
It's coming soon, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
So we're looking forward to it. And what else do we look forward to? Because, I mean, before now, you've been doing stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I shut down on a lot of things when my mom was sick. Then this song, boom, came from heaven, not came out of the blues, came from heaven. And a lot of songs, obviously we'll be working with Olaito, that he's an amazing, woo!
Yes,
amazing
yes.
producer. Amazing shout out to him and his lovely wife.
Okay. Oh, I have to go outside to shout, right?
And his lovely wife. And the process was just amazing with him. And he's I call him a godly good man, because when we did the process of voicing, he just off the I think I need to share this story. He off the light in the studio in the boats where I was, the vocal boat, and he just started talking through. He was on the other side of the studio, and he started talking. He was like, okay, close your eyes right now. After taking like 8 takes, just close your eyes right now. Just imagine you being lifted off the ground, and before you know it, you see yourself in a cloud.
Wow.
And you were just saying these things, and you see this man with, you cannot see his face, he's big, everybody's, they're playing hallelujah song, and everybody just bowing before him. Oh God. Do you know, when I finished taking the first, I couldn't take the second verse. I broke down. I started crying.
Wow.
And then I said, I'm telling you, it was so real.
Such a spiritual experience.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So we're doing a lot of songs. We're doing stuff together. And hopefully a concert before the end of the year.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to that. So many things to look out for.
Yeah.
You can follow her on social media to keep tabs of that. Plus, as much as she tells us and gives us information, we'll share with you guys. I want to prophesy. Can I?
Yeah.
That you're going to change your Twitter handle.
Okay, I'll do that soon. I'm still getting
it
used to
it. It shall come to pass. On that note, guys, thank you so much. It was so great having Oluchi with us today. Please go on our website, praiseworldradio.com, and download that song. It's blessing us, and we'll love that it blesses you just the same way it's blessing us as well. Thank you once again, and God bless
you
and your family.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. All right, so we're going to wrap up the hour with, of course, the song Ode by Oluchi right here on the Praise O'Clock Show. When we are back, DJ A-Cube, OJ, and Tola, and Bishop G will be sharing with you our favorite four tunes of the day. You cannot afford to miss out on that. Here we go, Ode by Oluchi.